Nadarim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nadarim Bavli, Daf Membeis, the beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Vov, and Aleph, at the first Mishnah of Halacha Vov. If one was Muda Hanoah from his friend before Shemitah, the seventh year in which whatever grows is Hefker, he may not enter his field nor eat from Noitvis trees whose foliage extend outside of his property. In Shemitah, he may not enter the field, but he may eat from the Noitvis. If he bound from his friend's food before Shemitah, he may enter his field, but he may not eat even from Noitvis. V'ashviyis yered v'eichel, in Shemitah he may enter and eat. The Gemara says, v'yered, why may he not enter in Shemitah in the Eresha? V'adam v'shem ben Yochim sh'lei yishaya. And this is like what Shimon Yochim said earlier, it's lest he delay. The Torah authorizes him only for the time needed to take the payrus. V'yochan pata masnisa amudah no mechaveiru lefnei shviyis, Eina Yered Lasik Sadeu, Vena Echam and Anoites, Vashvius, La Yered Lasik Sadeu, Echam and Apeus, Vimnad Vashvius, Yereva Echel. Vyachan explains our Mishnah to mean that if one was Muda Hanar from his friend before Shemitah, he may not enter his field nor eat from Noites. In Shemitah, he may not enter the field, but he may eat from Noites. If he vowed in Shemitah, he may enter and eat. The vow does not take effect because the land does not belong to the Madi. Rishlokish explains our Mishnah to mean that if one was Muda Hanar from his friend before Shemitah, he may not enter a field nor eat the payrus. If he vowed in Shemitah, he may not enter a field, but he may eat the payrus. If he vowed from his food before Shemitah, he may enter his field, but he may not eat from the payrus. If he vowed in Shemitah, he may enter and eat. The title of Shimon Melokish Gubiyosi, Rishlokish holds, like Gubiyosi. Gubiyosi Oimel, Mipnei Shekodam Nidrele Hefkeri, Kenu Shimon Melokish Omar, Shekodam Nidrele Hefkeri. If the Muda has nothing to eat, Rabbi Yossi says that the Madi may not leave food in front of him and make it Hefka, because his vow preceded his Hefka. So Rish Lakish should bid him to enter his field in Shemitah, because his vow preceded the Torah's Hefka, meaning Shemitah. I should say now, Hefkeri of Nidroi, Loi. If his Hefka preceded his vow, no, he did not forbid himself to what is Hefka. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Abba Barchia, Vashem Rabbi Yochanan, Moidu Rabbi Yossi, Behefka, Torah, Shehu Mota. Yona, quoting of Abba Bachia, quoting of Yochan, said that Rabbi Yossi can hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, he agrees about Hefka of the Torah, meaning Shemitah, that it's permitted.